Now, from Hollywood, romance. Romance. Transcribed stories of love and adventure, of excitement and derring-do, of conflict and human emotion. Today, writer John Dawson brings us another study of marriage, featuring Vic Perrin as Ray and Virginia Gregg as Maria in The Winds of June.
Hi.
Hi.
Get unpacked, did you?
Oh, I suppose so, as much as I want to unpack.
What does that mean?
Well, I don't know whether I want to stay here or not. Didn't they ever hear of air conditioning in Mexico?
The man at the desk explained it. It broke down. They're trying to get it fixed.
Oh, is that what he was talking about?
And the nights are cool anyhow. And what's a little heat in the daytime? We'll be out on the water most of the time.
Boy.
Isn't going to be much fun this way, Flora. Not if you keep this up.
Tell me, how was the margarita?
Hmm?
Or was it something else they have for specialty? We check in, you come up to the room, you have to leave me, go right back downstairs, feel out the bar.
I had to see about the boat tomorrow.
Sure, you did.
I had a drink with the manager. His name is Caniflis. Look, Flora, I know it's hot. Why don't you take a shower and cool off? I'll run along downstairs and you come down when you feel better.
Ray, have you forgotten we took this trip together? It's not just my vacation or your vacation. It's ours. Did it ever occur to you I might have liked to meet the manager?
Okay, you'll meet him when you come down. All I'm trying to do is arrange things so they'll be nice and easy for you.
What am I, an invalid? Is it a crime to be hot and uncomfortable in a strange place? Ray, give me a chance.
Yeah, okay. I'll see you downstairs, Flora.
Señor.
Hello.
I wish you to meet Maria Romero, Señor Arthur.
How do you do?
Please sit down.
Thank you. My wife was resting when I went upstairs. I didn't want to disturb her. What are you drinking?
Vilmark. It's a nice wine.
Can I get some?
Oh, of course. Mesero. Vilmark.
It looks good. You speak very good English, Maria.
I study.
Oh, Maria is fine with the English. She will be a posadera. What do you say?
A hostess?
Sí. She will be hostess here at the San Luis Hotel soon when the American tourists come in. Now is not the big season.
Oh, we're ahead of the season?
Well, a little. It's hot now. The winds of June always hot. The fish will be good, but better later on. You fish tomorrow?
Oh, yes. That's what we came for. I talked to the man. He said he'd take us out at 5 tomorrow morning.
And your wife like the fishing?
Very much. Well, I don't know about my wife. She may find it a little rough.
Un Mark.
Aquí, por favor. Well, here's to the fishing.
Salute.
Hey, your wife will be down later for dinner?
I think so.
Well, perhaps I meet her then. He's busy this time. Welcome once more.
Sure.
Maria, you stay?
For a little while.
Bueno.
Your wife... Didn't she plan for dinner with you? Didn't she make you certain about fishing?
Why do you stare at me like that?
An unhappy woman upstairs. An unhappy man down here.
I'm not very good company, am I?
There's a hill above the city a little way. The air is sweet and the sea is far below. This time of day is best. Would you like to take a little walk?
A walk? Sure, I'll take a walk with you, Maria.
Maybe you'll feel better.
And those there are naves. Those are Arbo de Navios.
Yes,
Those are gaviotas.
That's very good.
It's all coming back to me now. I used to speak Spanish a little bit.
This is your first time here?
Oh, I've been in the border towns, nothing like this. I'd like to come here more often.
Well, why don't you?
Business. I've got a business to take care of back home. It uses up lots of time. And then Flora doesn't like to travel much.
Time is so short. You like the view? The sea and the sun pressing together. Puesta del sol. Sunset. You like it?
Very much. It's beautiful. Can we sit down?
Si. Just forgotten how to walk with a woman? Look at the sun? Maybe. It is for you what...
Poco diestra, awkward. A little awkward. Is that what you mean?
Si, awkward for you. You are lonely.
I'm here with my wife.
But you are lonely. It's funny.
You know, you're something. You really are.
No comprende. What do you mean?
Oh, in my country, we hardly ever get this well acquainted so soon. Sometimes we never get this well acquainted. I put it badly, I guess. In my country, you start with a man's name. You find out where he's from, where he works, what he does, and how much money he has or doesn't have. And then later on, a lot later on, you might find out who he loves or hates and what he wants or doesn't want. You work it backwards here.
Are the others important?
Not really. Not at all, I guess.
It is a waste.
You're right. It's a waste of time. And each man only has a little time. Somehow, the world's tired out to me these days. You're young and fresh. And I want to thank you for letting me be with you this little while, Maria. Do you understand me?
Si. Understand. Should we go back now? You know, I like this place, I think, if it wasn't so hot.
You on that again?
I only made a comment.
Same comment you've made since the minute we arrived.
Ray, I don't want to quarrel. Honest, I don't. I know I haven't been very good company for you. But we used to have wonderful times together. Couldn't we try again?
Sure, sure. That's what the vacation's for, remember?
Yes, I remember. How the boats look?
Boats?
The fishing boats.
Oh. Well, they're kind of dirty. Things here aren't like they are in the States, you know, Flora.
Certainly not.
Matter of fact, the water's a little rough out there. I was wondering if you feel up to it. You remember the last time we tried it?
Oh, that was 6 years ago at Newport. They were having a rain squall. Yes, well, maybe you're right. I'd hate to get sick and spoil your trip.
Flora, I wasn't thinking about my trip, believe me. Maybe we'd better have a drink. Mesero?
Si, senor.
What would you like?
Scotch and water.
Scotch y agua y un tequila. Con limón.
Bueno.
Well, you're talking like a native.
Just practicing.
Who's that?
Senor Caniflas, the manager.
Oh, that his wife with him?
No, she works here. Her name's Romero.
Pretty thing. You know, they look so groomed when they're like that. Oh, he's nodding to you. Ask him over.
I'd rather not.
Ray?
Yeah?
We aren't very happy together these days, are we?
I don't know what we are, Flora.
If it helps, I love you, Ray. Does it?
I don't know about that either. Hi.
What?
I'm sorry to waken you this time of morning, Maria. Would you like to go fishing with me out on the boat this morning?
When?
In half an hour. I'd like to get out before the sun gets too high. Mrs. Arthur took the midnight plane to Mexico City. The weather's a little too much for her here. Maria, please go with me out on the boat. Please.
Sí. I go with you.
We'll return to romance in just a moment. Tomorrow's another Sunday. Yes, tomorrow's another Sunday. And CBS Radio presents The Kathy Godfrey Show, part of a wonderful way to spend a summer Sunday, no matter where you may be going or staying. Enjoy her banter with her guests and music and songs by Norman Layden's orchestra and Kathy's singing friends. Tomorrow and every Sunday, on most of these same stations, let The Kathy Godfrey Show brighten your day. And now for the second act of Romance.
It would be a fine morning out on the water.
Yeah. Yeah, the sun's going to be up right about there.
Yes.
I was afraid I was going to have to watch the sunrise alone.
Oh, but I said I would come with you.
Come and see me, quiere.
Yeah. He's been wanting to get his sleeping all the way.
Do you think we will catch anything?
Can't tell. Something about these fish. You hunt them, you chum, throw out the bait now and then, hoping to attract them. Sometimes they show. Watch for the fin on the water. You should know all this. You live here.
No. I am new here, too. My home is Los Mochis, not by the sea. I've only been here a few months.
Oh. How did you get here?
Oh, I met Luis in Mexico City. He offered me the position.
Luis?
Señor Caniflas.
Oh. What were you doing in Mexico City?
The Universidad. University.
He's asleep.
Sí.
Didn't take him long.
No. Why do we talk of all these things?
What?
There's something else you want to say. Say it. Please. You spoke of time wasting yesterday. This is a waste?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what I want to say. Yes, I do, too. I'm glad I could be with you today. When I was with you a little while yesterday, I wanted to be with you more. Do you know what I mean? I wanted to have more of your company. I wanted to be with you last night, terribly.
I see. Is that why Mrs. Arthur left? Did she see this?
Maybe. I'm at the point where I don't care. I haven't been excited or wanted much out of living for a long time. But I do now. With you. I did yesterday. I don't put these things very well. It must sound odd to you, what I'm trying to say.
I wanted to be with you.
Why me?
Because I could tell what was happening to you.
Well, what was happening? I don't know myself.
You were loving me.
Was I?
With your eyes.
Do you feel sorry for me or something? Is that it?
We are a man and a woman. I could love you, too.
Takes my breath.
Why?
Because I want you to love. Very much. And beyond that, I can't see.
The future is all question. There's only the present. Now.
You lovely thing. You lovely, lovely thing.
Querida. Querida. Querida mia. Thank you.
How was it with the pescado?
No pescados.
Oh, bad luck. You try again.
Sure. We'll go after them tomorrow. Can I have my key?
Of course. Maria, no catch fish?
No. Not a strike on board.
Just you and Maria?
And the boatman.
Emilio sleeps mostly once he's out to sea.
Anything on your mind?
I like you, and I want you to come here often. She...
What?
The world is jointed out.
What?
The world is out of joint. It is the Shakespeare. Do something for me.
What?
Use your head. She's a lovely woman, but use your head.
Okay. Now you do something for me.
Anything.
Don't talk about this anymore. To her or to me.
Certainly. Oh,
Yeah?
Mrs. Arthur has called you twice from Mexico City. You used to have me call the operator?
No, not yet. Not yet. I'll call her later.
I am here.
Oh, yes, I've been waiting half an hour.
But I am on time.
I know. I was hoping you'd be early. Here. Mm-hmm. It's an excuse to touch you and make sure you're real. We'll have to have a drink or two and eat before I can be alone with you and put my arms around you. Terrible waiting for that when I want to do it so much right now.
Oh, it is part of loving.
But terrible waiting, anyhow. Your mark.
It sounds very nice.
It is. I ordered a bottle this time. You know, you couldn't possibly look lovelier. I couldn't stand it if you did.
I feel very loved.
You are. And here's to it. Our love.
To you.
I've made a decision.
What is that?
I'm going to call Flora, Mrs. Arthur, in Mexico City. I'm going to ask her for my freedom. I'm going to call her tonight. Well, what do you think of that? Take a sip of your wine. Now, what do you think?
24 hours ago. You are different now.
You bet your life I'm different. I'm alive again. You've made me alive.
What of her?
Well, it won't be much news to her. It hasn't been well with us for a long time.
But it was well once.
You said it yourself. Forget yesterday. There's only now.
See? And then that too is past.
I love you. I want you. I want you in the tenderest, most terrible way. I want you forever.
You mean this?
With all my heart, with every breath. Now say something, please. Do you want me?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Then tell me.
I want you.
Again.
I want you.
Then I'm going to call her right now. It'll only take a minute.
Where will you call from?
My room, Maria. Maria?
Yes?
Would you like to come with me? Five-minute delay. They're trying to locate her now.
Is she alone there?
Yes.
She met new friends there?
Not that I know of, no.
What hotel?
The Grande.
In a little room, trying to be an American.
I've stayed there. It's not so bad.
She will be there all alone in that little room when you tell her.
Yes, I suppose so.
And what will she do after you tell her? After the phone is hung up. Will she cry a little bit? Will she try to find a friend, or will she take an airplane?
I don't know. What does anybody do? What are you trying to do?
Remind
of you. Of what?
Of before.
Why?
Because it needs to be thought of. It was not always bad between you and her. She was once a woman loved. You loved her.
But it's bad now. Are you trying to stop me?
I'm trying to make you think before the call goes into the little room in Mexico City. Did you ever say to her what you have said to me? About touching.
I don't know. What does it matter?
What does it matter? Ray, can you say such a thing about this woman you have loved and married?
Well, you know, Maria.
No, I do not know. I cannot accept a man who can so easily dismiss someone he once loved. Oh, I'm beginning to understand you better, Ray. And to understand your wife. I'm beginning to see things I could not see before.
Maria, for heaven's sake.
Let me finish. I know now you came to me because you were tired of this other woman. Not out of any real love for me. You came to me because I was new and different. A child who throws away an old toy for a new one. Ray, it is you I am sorry for now. Not your wife.
Hello? Yeah, put her on it. Maria, wait. Maria? Hello, Flora. Yeah. No fish. No. Not much longer. As a matter of fact, I'll be getting a plane out first thing in the morning. No, dear, that... There's nothing here for me now. Nothing at all.
Romance is produced and directed by William Frug. You have heard The Winds of June, specially written for Romance by John Dawson, featuring Vic Perrin with Virginia Gregg and Mary Jane Croft. Others in the cast were Don Diamond and Jay Novello. This is Dan Cumberly inviting you to hear Romance, transcribed next week at this same time. Stay tuned now for Gunsmoke, which follows immediately over most of these same stations.